Welcome to Internet Radio Rewind, the weekly review from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. With the Audioboom mobile app, you can record when you're out and about or on location, and even edit those recordings while you're still out and about and file them. You can upload them when you're on location so they can instantly be heard by your fans and your followers. Now, if you're not a producer, but you're a listener, the Audioboom app is great for you too. It has a daily download feature, which automatically adds your favorite audio right into your phone every morning. And that way you can listen offline, for example, on your commute. An important new piece of research about streaming audio was released this week. I'll get to that in a few seconds. There's also some company news from Shazam and from RDO. First, a reminder, the free Rain News webinar on Tuesday, January 27th. It's called The Streaming Audio Marketplace, and it's a strategic overview of online audio advertising. There's a white paper, too, which will be available to webinar attendees right after the webinar. Hundreds of people have registered, and virtual seating is limited, so register now. Go to rainnews.com and click Rain Reports. Streaming audio is now bigger than AM/FM radio for U.S. teens. That's the new data point from Edison Research in its ongoing Share of Ear research project. When Edison says bigger, that means more time spent. U.S. teens between the age of 13 and 17 spend more time listening to streaming audio than to AM/FM radio. Now, you might think, didn't we know that already? No, not really. We knew that young demographics adopt streaming faster than older age groups. And we know that streaming is on the rise across the board. But AM/FM radio holds on to a tremendous reach across the U.S. population, and when a leading research company says that any demographic group spends more time with streaming, it's a milestone in the history of online radio. Another bit of research comparing streaming and radio was released, this one by Coleman Insights in North Carolina. Coleman wanted to find out which platform, streaming or FM radio, breaks new music hits earlier. The answer is that streaming music platforms show a peak in listening to new hit songs a few days before they become top hits on radio, according to Billboard's Top Radio Hits chart. Aside from that minor difference in timing, the popularity curve is the same in streaming and in radio. Shazam! That's the popular music identification app, which is an increasingly important part of the streaming ecosystem. This week we learned that Shazam is a billion-dollar company. That's the venture capital valuation after a new round of capital infusion. This time, investors poured $30 million into the company. Shazam has received investment well over $100 million since 2009. Shazam executives are planning to expand Shazam beyond music, identifying products in a store, for example, which, by the way, a competing app from Amazon has tried. Shazam can also read QR codes and barcodes, so the vision seems to be a multi-purpose identification of things app. Shazam also runs a branded record label with Warner Music. Apple acquired a music data startup called Symmetric. Symmetric's main product is MusicMetric, an analytics dashboard of data about the streams, downloads, and social buzz for musicians. It seems likely that Apple is interested in this product for developing its online music offerings. Apple acquired Beats Music last May, and the industry is expecting the giant tech company to either relaunch Beats or possibly rename it, or maybe integrate it somehow with Apple's other music properties, iTunes and iTunes Radio. Music service RDO is making news again. It's been an active first month of the year for CEO Anthony Bay. Now, RDO has announced a geographic expansion into 24 new countries. In music streaming, these territory grabs usually come in clusters. RDO's latest cluster is connected to a new telecom partnership, this time with Digicel, a mobile carrier with 14 million customers in French Guiana, Guadeloupe, Guatemala, and other countries. Those customers will be offered a special deal for trying RDO. Last week, RDO launched in the Indian streaming market. That was a single country announcement and a big deal. RDO became the first multinational streaming service to step into the highly specialized Indian streaming market. And that's a good segue into a news item about Savin. Saavn, spelled S-A-A-V-N, is an Indian streaming music service heavy on the Bollywood songs. Saavn announced that it reached 11 million monthly users. That would be a respectable number in the U.S., and even more so in India, where music piracy is rampant. There's no breakout of how many listeners are using the subscription service, paying monthly to download tracks whenever they want, but that part of the business is reportedly growing. The announcement also contained this interesting data point: 90% of listening occurs on mobile devices. Mobile streaming, it's the present and the future. Finally, there was some buzz this week about Streamus. That's a Google Chrome browser extension that, ironically, appears to undermine Google's own streaming business. Chrome extensions are independently developed. They're not owned by Google, but they are marketed by Google, and they're attached to Chrome browsers. They provide useful functions of all sorts. Streamus is an alternate interface for YouTube music. A drop-down panel makes it easy to find songs and artists, and to build playlists, and also to listen radio-style to music based on your selections. The videos, well, they're out of the picture. The Streamus extension strips them out, which means more reliable streaming that focuses just on the music and not the visuals, and it also means that the advertisements are eliminated. All of this adds up to a lightweight alternative to the YouTube site on the desktop. Google recently launched a special YouTube music section that's available to everyone, and also a subscription plan called Music Key, which is ad-free. So Streamus, this little browser extension, undercuts all of that. Time will tell whether Google will allow that extension to live on, marketed through Google's own site. That's a wrap for this edition of Internet Radio Rewind from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill. This program is sponsored by Audioboom. The Audioboom app learns what you like based on your listening history, so you're always getting great new shows without having to search around. Our theme music is by Valtteri Kujala. His music and royalty-free license options are at valtterikujala.com. Remember, subscribe to Rain Daily Digest. Join thousands of professionals with the everyday heartbeat of internet radio. Look for the blue button at rainnews.com.